Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today actually from Mount Shasta, California, from the beautiful Mount Shasta Library, and being retransmitted by Skype to the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. As Simon suggested, I'm going to be taking his advice and taking some time off for the rest of the year. I'll still be doing my radio show, but I'll be cutting back on other activities so I can take a much-needed break and get some much-needed rest and relaxation. Eric, what I'd like to do now is just to play the first 30 seconds or so of the Beatles song, Happy Birthday. This is tomorrow is my birthday as well as the six-year anniversary of my radio show. So I'd like to start that, and then I've got some other things I'd like to play as well. Thank you, Eric. I started this radio show back in 2013, and it was amazing how it started. I don't know if I told you the story or not, but I was in a library in the Seattle area, and a homeless man came up to me, and he addressed me by my name. I hadn't talked to him before or met him, and he said, "Ted, you need to have your own radio show and start writing books." And then I turned around, and he left. He just disappeared on me. So I thought that was kind of unusual, but angels often. And then about a month or two later, I was in another library working away. I like libraries. I like reading. And this other fellow came up to me who I hadn't met before. Then he said the same thing to me. He said, "Ted, you need to start your own radio show and start writing books." And then he disappeared. And then I had no idea how I was going to start this because I had no experience in any kind of radio broadcasting or anything. And so finally, I did meet someone who was a friend of a friend of the manager of KKNW. And then I'll never forget the day that I met with my manager at KKNW in Bellevue, outside Seattle. And he, within 45 minutes, I'd signed a contract to start my own radio show. And it worked out, has worked out well. It's worked out well. The program is nonprofits. It's been entirely supported by donations since that time. And of course, one of the most important people I ever met when I first started out on my spiritual journey, it was Dr. Masaru Emoto. So I'm going to be dedicating some time now to his work and that of Michiko Hayashi, his former administrative assistant. I'll never forget the time that I had Dr. Emoto on my show back on July 25th, 2014. And to start out this segment of the program, I'd like to first play, Eric, if we could play just a short segment from the Japanese Water Song, and then I'll come back and talk about Dr. Emoto's work. Thank you, Eric.
どこから来てどこへ行く ないと
感謝と
人のハーモニ
Isn't that a beautiful song, my friends? I just love that. I could listen to that all day long. It's so beautiful to listen to. I'll tell a little story about what happened with Dr. Emoto. I had discovered his works in a book called Forbidden Science back in June or July of 2014. And when I invited Dr. Emoto on my show on July 25th, 2014, I had a wonderful interview with him from about 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. And at about middle of the bottom of the hour, I asked him whether his techniques of sending love and light could help create world peace. And he said yes. So at the time, the Israelis and the Palestinians were engaged in a battle in the Gaza Strip. And so I spontaneously asked Dr. Emoto and all my listeners at the time to please send they didn't realize that I asked him whether it would help create world peace, and he said it would. So I asked Dr. Emoto to join me and all my listeners at the time to send lots of love and light to the Palestinians and to the Israelis in the Gaza Strip for a 12-hour ceasefire to exchange food and medical supplies for the wounded. So the show ended at 4 p.m. Seattle time, went to where I was staying. At about 8:30 p.m., I turned on the television, turned on CNN, and just right up at the below at the bottom television screen, there was this red line from the BBC saying that the Palestinians and the Israelis had just agreed to a, to guess what, a 12-hour ceasefire to exchange medical supplies and food for the wounded. And I was just so happy because it worked. More than all the diplomatic efforts in the Middle East at the time in trying to create world peace, that worked. And our thoughts did create this beautiful reality. And it was thanks to Dr. Emoto that inspired me to do that. And after that, I was completely sold on his work. Of course, unfortunately, after that, he passed away in October 2014. But his work today is being, of course, carried on by the wonderful Michiko Hayashi, the Emoto Peace Project. Her website is www.emoto.peaceproject.net. And she's now she travels around the world, spreading the message, of course, of Dr. Emoto. And she has these beautiful children's books, which teaches the little kids around the world love and gratitude. I know it's may sound like a simple message, but it's also a very powerful message. As Professor Einstein has told me many times, the most powerful force in the universe is actually love. And what I'd like to do now, Eric, if we're able to find that clip, I'd like to play the first 5 minutes or so of Dr. Emoto's interview on July 25th, 2014. Of course, we're not going to cover the whole thing, but if we could play that some minutes of that, and then I'll come on some other segments after that, that would be great. Thank you so much, Eric.
And now let's go live to Tokyo, Japan, where we have Dr. Masaru Emoto on the phone. Dr. Emoto, are you there?
Hey.
Yes. Hello, my friend. How are you today?
Good in the morning.
Oh, good morning.
I'm on time for 7.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I'm sorry to wake you up, my friend. We're calling a translator now. Sarah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good.
Hi, Dr. Emoto and Ted.
It's so nice to have you on the line. I didn't know you were there. My engineer just gave me a thumbs up, and that meant that you were on the line. So I'm sorry I missed that. But good. Well, welcome, Dr. Emoto. Thank you so much for coming today. I am coming on the show today. I want to tell my listeners a little bit about your background. You are the most famous water scientist. You were born in Yokohama in July 1943. You are a graduate of the Yokohama I'm sorry?
Okay,
good. You are a graduate of the Yokohama Municipal University's Department of Humanities and Sciences with a focus on international relations. In 1986, you established the IHM Corporation in Tokyo. In October of 1992, you received certification from the Open International University as a doctor of alternative medicine. You've done some wonderful work, Dr. Emoto. You're the author of best-selling books, Messages from Water, The Hidden Messages in Water, The True Power of Water, Love Thyself, and a 3-volume photo collection of beautiful water crystals. You've also authored 2 children's books, The Secret of Water and The Message from Water. And you've also been featured in an award-winning film, What the Bleep Do We Know?, produced in the United States in 2004, and also Water the Mystery, produced in Russian in 2006. You've done some wonderful work, Dr. Emoto. You found that your work's important because you found that water not only reflects the physical world around it, as in a placid lake or pond, but also reflects the consciousness of the being surrounding it. And through your experiments with water, rice, and other materials, you found that you've confirmed this with your various interesting experiments. Dr. Emoto, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
My pleasure.
My pleasure. And Sarah, thank you so much for translating. I think Dr. Emoto's and I conversation today would be limited to a few words if you weren't there on the line. So I really appreciate you being there.
Yeah, actually, he's quite well in listening, so he does check my numbers and things like that. So we're really good, in good hands.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, I won't try to pass any secret messages then that he won't understand. So, Dr. Moto, you've done some wonderful work, and I guess for people who are tuning in now, my listener base is in there's 40. I have listeners now, Dr. Moto, in 40 different countries across the world, in all the continents. And for people who are not familiar with your work, could you explain just a little bit about what you found in 10 words or less about water? I'm just joking, but a little bit about how it exhibits, for example, people's thoughts, the water intention experiments that I know you did?
So I really was interested in water and for quite some time. And one day I thought that there must be a way to prove that water can hold consciousness. So then I thought of this experiment where I was able to take pictures or have physical proof that water does hold intention or consciousness. Mm.
Hello, are we there? Maybe we lost a... Okay, great. Thank you, Eric. Thank you so much, Eric. Maybe we could just of this conversation, and then I've got some other segments to play. If that's okay, sorry to change like that, but if we could, just 2 or 3 minutes more, if possible. If not, then I've got some other things I can talk about. Okay, that's fine. That was Dr. Moto talking about water consciousness and how we create our own reality. He found that if you send positive thoughts of love and gratitude to a glass of water, that beautiful water crystals form. And on the other hand, and if you send negative thoughts to a glass of water, that negative thoughts, negative water crystals also form too. And one extension of that, of course, is that if you drink water, of course, that's high vibration, that's full of love and light, and you drink that water, of course, your health really, really can really improve. He was a doctor of alternative medicine. He treated something like, oh gosh, maybe 10,000 people before he passed away in October 2014, and he was very successful in diagnosing people with almost any spiritual or physical condition. And today, his work is being carried on by his office, of course, and Michiko Hayashi, the Moto Peace Project. If you'd like a Hado treatment, I know that Michiko will be coming to the States in February 2020, and she'll be getting Hado sessions then, and as well as of March of 2020. But it's a wonderful way to get a diagnostic session. And those techniques are still used today very successfully by his office in Tokyo. But that was one of the most important people that started me off on my spiritual journey years ago. And I want to urge everyone to support the Emoto Peace Project. It's www.emoto.peaceproject.net. It's a wonderful group and a wonderful organization headed by Michiko Hayashi, who distributes these beautiful children's books around the world. It's a very simple message of teaching children love and gratitude, with the hope that once they learn love and gratitude, that when they become adults, then they'll become become interested in treating each other with love and respect, so it will create a much better and happy world. I think that's we played enough of his interview today. Thank you so much, Eric. I think that'll work out just fine. Of course, the other person that was instrumental in my work years ago and has been with me now since for the past 4 or 5 years has been John F. Kennedy. When I wrote my book, Messages from the Masters, the book started in February of 2015. I had been working on my radio show all day, and I was walking out of a library in Olympia, Washington, and it'd been raining, and it'd been a beautiful sunny afternoon, but it was kind of a misty afternoon with lots of rain, and I started walking out to my car, and I got this I heard this voice in my head saying, "I hear you want to talk to me." And I come from a psychic family, so it's not unusual for me to hear voices or get messages from the other side. So I stopped for a minute and I said, "Who's this?" And he said, "This is Albert Einstein." And at that point, I said, "I think I better sit down," because I wasn't expecting him. I actually had been thinking about Professor Einstein all day, and I've been wondering what he would be doing right now to make this world a better place. So I sat down on this park bench, and the rain stopped. Fortunately, else I would have gotten soaked. And we talked for about the next 3.5 hours. And during that time, he explained that he would have done things very differently had he been if he'd had to do everything all over again. He said that he felt like he was was used as a pawn during World War II to create a bomb of destruction rather than a bomb of love. And he was horrified after the atomic bomb was used against Japan. And he worked for peace afterwards until his death in 1955. And actually, just before his death, he wrote a letter to his daughter Listerl called A Bomb of Love. And in that letter, and I urge you to look it up in the on the internet, he said that that love it brings us all together. It's the most powerful and important force in the universe, and it actually dovetails exactly what Dr. Emoto said years later during his work as well about the importance of love and gratitude, and it says a lot of things. Everyone's saying the same thing, basically. All the spirits are saying the same thing. Professor Einstein wrote, he said that love is light that enlightens those who give and receive it. He wrote that love is gravity because it makes some people feel attracted to others. Love is power because it enlightens those who give it and receive it. Love is gravity because it makes some people feel attracted to others. Love is multiplies the best we have and allows humanity not to be extinguished in our blind selfishness. Love unfolds and reveals. For love, we live and die. Love is God, and God is love. And he wrote that this force explains everything and gives meaning to life. It's the variable that we've ignored far too long. And it was a beautiful, beautiful letter. I urge you to look it up on the web. It's called The Bomb of Love. And it's the same message, actually, that's the same message that Professor Emoto said during his work as well before he passed away in 2014. And so that would be it's very important. So anyway, it's one of those things. It's a very important concept for making this world a better place. And they all say the same thing. Yeah, they're all saying the same things. And anyway, yeah, we're all saying the same thing. And yeah, it's all saying the same thing. I know that everybody out there wants to make the world a better place, and we all want to make the world a better place, and we don't want the world to end up in some sort of conflict, we all want to make the world a better place, and that's one of the reasons why I do what I do, and yes, absolutely. Hello. Oh, I hear Eric. Are you there? Michiko, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Ted.
Good. Hi there. Hi there. I'm sorry. I'm not feeling exactly 100% today. Anyway, this is Michiko Hayashi. She's the global director of the Emoto Peace Project, and I wanted to bring her on a little bit to talk about her work because it fits in right with what we're talking about with Dr. Emoto. I'm so glad you could come on. I know I didn't give you any notice at all, but thanks so much for coming on today.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, and congratulations on your six-year anniversary in your radio show. That's wonderful.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, I have to be honest with you. I didn't know whether I was even going to have a show today, but I decided just to go ahead and do it.
Well, that's good.
At the last minute. And then
I know you have been very sick. And I'm so happy that Simon Toge gave you the advice to take some time off to take care of your physical body.
That's exactly what I'll be doing. The rest of the year I'll still be doing my show, but I'm not going to be doing a lot. I'm just going to finally take the time off that Simon told me to take 2.5 years ago.
But
so
please do know that anyway. I gave you the advice too, you know.
I know you get you have, and I thank
exactly
you so much.
This, tell us
the kind of work you've been doing in Europe, and also how people can help you spread Dr. Emoto's message around the world to make the better world a better place.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I was participated in a water conference in Bad Soden in Germany between the 24th and 27th of October, and where Dr. Luc Montagnier, who is the Nobel laureate by discovering HIV virus, and he these days now he's studying DNA and discovered that water has memory and carries information and actually transmit information instantaneously wherever it is. It's amazing. And also there was Dr. Rupert Sheldrake, who's from Cambridge University, I think. It talks about
famous professor, very famous man.
Yeah, he was he was so sweet. He was sitting right beside me all day, and we talked a lot. And he's so spiritual. And at the end of this water conference, I remember so well that he strongly emphasized that we always have to just be out of the box, to be open to everything that happens, because otherwise we always deny that could be proven and that exists. So and that water conference was really amazing. All the scientists, but they were so spiritual. And there I gave my presentation on my experiment and research on water, how 528 hertz affect water and our DNA, and it was well accepted, and I'm so happy. then I came to Switzerland. I'm in Switzerland right now. I'm giving a series of my presentation on water and how the miracle of water, and also visited some children facilities and talked to children.
Well, I know Dr. Mona must be extremely proud of you for carrying on his work.
Well, thank you.
There's really no one else. I don't think there's anyone else doing it, is there? There's just you, and then of course your office. But
you know,
you're responsible for spreading his message around the world.
Well, thank you. Yes, but I discovered this time, especially, there are people who are doing, who have been resonating with this message from water and trying to spread the word in their own places, in their own way. On their ways, and I'm so grateful that they're doing so. Wherever I go, I meet with people, then people who resonate with this message from water, from there they spread the message, and so it really means so much to me. I feel I'm not the only one. I have so many supporters and friends all around the world, and I'm so grateful for that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Listen, we've got some time to talk about this, so I wanted to bring this up quickly. One of the most important things I learned about from Dr. Mona and from your work too is that everything is vibration, and if you want to make the world a better place, you increase your vibration. Could you explain that a little bit, maybe, or add something to that? That would be good for people to understand.
Okay. Dr. Emoto said everything is vibration. Even though vibration is energy and it's life. Even though we cannot see that, for example, the table is vibrating, but when we tap the table, we hear the sound of the table, of the vibration of the table, or frequency of the table. And vibration makes sound. The reason why it makes sound is because there's water in the air. Water is the conductor of everything. And when it's with the words or thoughts, even though we cannot see what other people are thinking, but everybody is thinking constantly, always.
Sure.
And we are, the science or study says that we are thinking like almost 70,000 times a day. That's how busy our mind is.
Mm-hmm.
And out of those 70,000 times a day that we are thinking, we're making decisions 35,000 times a day of decisions. Mm-hmm. So what I would like to say here is that if we choose, it's our free will, and we have the choice to make whether it's negative or positive.
Mm-hmm.
See? And if it's, for example, when it's raining, some people would say, oh, it's raining. I wish I had sunshine.
But in a negative way, yeah.
In a negative way. And
sure.
we can choose to say, oh, this is a blessing rain, blessing water, thank you, water. So which thoughts or which decision do we take?
Sure.
If we take the positive decision, then we're creating the positive tree of our life, my life.
That's true.
So the life goes that way. So that means if we stay in the high vibration, positive decision is high vibration because we're being positive, kind, and loving and accepting, forgiving, everything positive. But if we take the negative one, then that's a low vibration. Ted?
Now.
Excuse me, Ted?
Now,
do I hear some clapping?
No, I'm just getting another cough drop, actually. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So anyway.
But anyway.
Yeah, I'm just getting another cough drop, yeah. It's a Ricola Swiss cough drop. So where you are, but anyway, it's a good high quality.
That's good. But anyway,
pardon me to interrupt, but then Dr. Mona, didn't he take that the theory of Hado, and he would help people with diagnose any physical or spiritual condition. Is that right? Because he said everything is hotto, right? So if you're depressed, exactly. You've got a low hotto, or if you explain a little bit about that. That's interesting
okay.
for people.
Well,
I think.
See, everybody, everything has the vibration, the intrinsic frequency, and that it has positive and negative, always yin and yang. And if we are not in a good balance of yin and yang, then we start to have problems. And the physical, when it goes on from atomic level or subatomic level, then if we leave it that way without being in a good balance, then starts to have problems for in like 2, 3, 5 years in a long span, and then it starts to show in the physical body as a disease. So what we do, what Dr. Moto used to do, was to find out the root cause of the problem, of the disease or whatever the problem the client had, and then after finding out the root cause, then he would find out the hado cause. Hado means vibration cause to heal these problems at the root cause, and then he made information to neutralize the problem that patients had, and had the patient drink that water. And that's how he helped people heal the diseases.
What an amazing man with an amazing way to help people. That's just, I can't believe it. It's not third dimension. It's like fifth dimensional
science. But to do that.
Yeah, it's like fifth dimensional science.
But at the same time, the client or patient has to know what kind of problem and why that disease occurred. It's consciousness. When we are, it's not like taking a medicine. Hado treatment is that we need to be aware of why that happened, and then what we have to deal with, how we can heal ourselves along the water, hado water. The vibrational water that we make will help 95%, but the rest 5% is the patient's own will, recognition.
Sure, that makes sense.
And wanting to heal himself or herself and make the firm decision and be responsible for that decision that whatever he or she made. And then do the action. And the most important thing is to make the positive karma while we are living here. While we're living in our life, physical life, if we do something really good for people and something really loving, not creating any negative emotions to other people, that means do things that would please you to other people.
Right.
Then we are making our positive karma, even though everybody has negative karma. But if we do something good, service for other people with smile and loving and respect and everything good, then we create positive karma and deleting negative karma. And that's how
we
will be able to stay in good health and happy and good abundance and everything.
Well, I have to tell you that I'm getting a lot of good energy and positive karma from you there in Switzerland right now.
Thank you.
It's because these Ricola, I can't say enough about these Ricola cough drops from Switzerland. They're natural and they've completely stopped my coughing. The other ones I had just weren't doing as much, and I was coughing a lot during the show during the first hour. Now I'm fine, so I can feel that good. Rex,
Well, at the same time, at the same time, I'm sending you a lot of love and light and healing energy from Switzerland.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, yeah. thank you. Well, everyone around the world, if you could send me some love and light too to get rid of this.
Oh, that
Very tail end of bronchitis, and I'm on antibiotics. I'm just about done. But, Mitchie, would you mind holding on? Because I'd like to go. I'd like to cover President Kennedy and bring you on at the end again. Is that okay?
Please
you
do. Hold on? Sure.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah. My next part, I'd like to focus in on President Kennedy. When I was first contacted by Professor Einstein, Albert Einstein, about 4 years ago to write my book, Messages from the Masters, I spoke with him about 3.5 hours, and then he asked me if I'd like to meet his friends. And I said, yes, I'd love to meet your friends. And so he introduced me to Leonardo da Vinci, who introduced me to – are you with water there, Mitchie?
Yeah. I'm blessing water.
Okay, could you please be quiet? Yeah, because we can hear you on the air. Okay,
oops.
So just okay. Thank you. Anyway, so then he introduced me then to John F. Kennedy, and I had a long conversation with John F. Kennedy, and in deference to President Kennedy, he said that he's never stopped being our president on the other side, and I'd like to have Eric, if you don't mind, if you could please play. His Ask Not speech, and then I'll continue with some more segments from there. President Kennedy is one of the people who've inspired me on my show and who's with me all the time.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
And today he would say, President Kennedy is right with me here, he said, what together we can do for the people for the freedom of people, of course, throughout the world. President Kennedy tells me, he has never stopped being our president on the other side since he was assassinated, of course, on November 22nd, 1963. He's a wonderful man. He's one of my guides, and his messages form the base of my book, Messages from the Masters. And it's a book about what would have happened had he stayed president. And if he'd stayed president, we would be now – by now we would be in the fifth dimension, and there would be no war, no conflict. People would be living easily 300-400 years. There would be no disease anymore. We would have a lot of what we would have is free energy. We would have some petroleum products, but they would be used as lubricants for different machinery parts. But they wouldn't be the importance that we have today, because we would simply be using other methods of obtaining energy. This is the kind of destiny that President Kennedy has told me that planet Earth is headed for. And you know, this destiny, we were on this destiny back in the early 60s. But it was cut short, of course, when he was assassinated. But he also tells me at the same breath that because it's the destiny of this planet to become a much more benevolent and loving and kind planet without war and conflict, based upon love and gratitude, that this is the kind of future that we all have for not only ourselves but our children and our children's children. And it is coming, and it's coming faster than you think. For example, by July of 2020, next year, where I am today at Mount Shasta will be shifted into the fifth dimension. Now, you may ask, what's the fifth dimension like? Well, we currently exist in the third dimension. The fourth dimension is one of time, and the fifth dimension is a dimension where we don't have. There's not time as we know it here in the third dimension. It moves a lot slower, for one thing. All the colors are much brighter. For example, if you see a red rose in the fifth dimension, it's far more intense than looking at a rose in the third dimension. A sky, for example, in the third dimension would appear to be far more intensely blue than it does in the third dimension. Language will become secondary in the fifth dimension, so that when people talk to each other, they will simply look at each other and be able to bounce ideas off them back and forth. And that will be communication in the fifth dimension. Much of it will be telepathic. No one will be able to hide anything, especially our politician friends, because if a politician tries to hide anything from anybody, they'll simply know that they're lying or not telling the truth, and they'll be removed from office, with the net effect that crime as we know it on this planet will almost completely disappear, because it'll be trying to like run away from God. If everybody can read your mind all the time at any time, then why try to get away with anything? And that's exactly what's going to be happening for the future. It's going to be a very different society. We're going to be living for hundreds of years longer than we do now, and people generally are going to be much happier and healthier than they are now. This is the kind of world that President Kennedy was trying to create back in 1963, in the early 60s. Actually, the very day he was assassinated, he had sent a French journalist, as an example, to talk to Fidel Castro to normalize relations. And the unfortunate thing is, of course, once he was assassinated, then it took, gosh, I think it took another 60-odd years, 55 or 60 years before they were able to, the United States and Cuba were able to normalize relationships. But they finally did, but it took a lot of extra time. But this is the kind of world that he's told me about. And one of the reasons why they had me write my book for him with their messages is that they were sick and tired of all this doom and gloom, of talk about an Armageddon, of a World War III. It's just not going to happen. And the kind of world we're going to have for our children and our children's children and succeeding generations is truly going to be a beautiful one. Now, you may ask yourself, well, by next summer of July 2020, Mount Shasta will be shifting into the fifth dimension. And so let's say you live in an area of third dimension in San Francisco or Sacramento or Los Angeles or Chicago or Seattle, and you decide to drive to Mount Shasta. Once you come into Mount Shasta and when Mount Shasta is in the fifth dimension next summer, it's going to be a very different experience. You'll have a distortion of reality coming and driving here. I've asked Billy of the Hollow Earth regarding what it's going to be like, and he says it's just going to be amazing. People will not be able to comprehend what's going on. But at any rate, I'd like to play Aquarius by the Fifth Dimension now, Eric, if we could, just for a minute, and then we'll bring back Michiko on the line. Thank you, Eric. much, Eric, for playing that segment. I really appreciate it. We are truly on a verge of a new age, and it's happening right now as we watch. We've got a few minutes left, and Michie, are you still there? Hello,
yes,
Michie.
I'm
oh, good.
Still here. Yeah.
Good, good. Could you give out your website, please? Could you give out your website, please, so people could support your work?
Oh, thank you. www.emoto peaceproject.net. Emoto.
Great. And if people want your children's
Thanks
books, they can
so
write
much.
You at your website.
Yeah. They can just contact me, and there's a contact address there. It's actually Emoto Peace Project, EPP, abbreviation stands for Emoto Peace Project, EPP at emotopeaceproject.net.
Okay, wonderful.
So then awesome. they can the emails come to me.
Okay, well, just hang on there for a minute. Mitchie, we've got about 3 minutes left, and I want to thank everyone so much for supporting my show all these years. We have some exciting, beautiful times ahead of us. I started this show at the request of angels back about 6 years ago. I started writing my book another 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, again at the request of angels and great spirits on the other side. And I continue to let my life be guided by angels and by higher spiritual authorities. And I think after the show today, I'm going to go take a rest and eat lots of hot chicken soup and get lots of sleep. And this is a message that my friend Simon and, of course, you, Mitchie, and everybody else has told me to take some rest and breaks. So that's what I'll be doing. I want to thank everyone so much for supporting Out of This World Radio. It's a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And together, I know that we're creating a much better and happier world. I also know that we have many beautiful things ahead of us as a whole humanity. And all we have to do is learn to love each other and work together. And I know that we'll create a much better and much, much happier place. There's no reason for any fighting or wars or conflict. We are meant to work, to live together and to work together as one. As John Lennon said, we are all one. And this is, I think, something that Dr. Emoto, of course, recognize as well, that we are all one as well. Did he recognize that as too, Michie, Dr. Emoto?
Yes, he did. Because water unites everything.
Ah,
we are
beautiful.
One droplet. Yes, one. We are. Each person is one droplet of water. But when he gets together, it's big one ocean. Water unites everything. That means we are one. And he knew it, and he always said that.
Beautiful, beautiful. Wow, we're running out of time here, but I want to thank you so much for coming on today, Michie, and giving your words
well,
of wisdom
thank you
from
so
Dr.
Emoto
and supporting
again.
This show. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Ted, and happy anniversary and happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And everyone, thank you so much for listening today and supporting the show. I promise I'll be feeling better next week. And I hope you all have a beautiful and really happy weekend. Thanks so much for listening today, everyone. And have a beautiful, Missy and everybody, have a beautiful and happy weekend. Thank you so much again. Bye-bye, everyone.
Goodbye. Bye, everyone. Thank you so much, Ted. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.